Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this is a weird one, man. Kind of saying goodbye, but I may have to go find him. I don't know if he drinks beer anymore, but Jim Morse, Canes baseball coach, joins us as he gets set for his final homestand as the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, and he joins us this morning. Jim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, man. It's kind of a weird one to talk about, though. This is, you want to change your mind and go one more year? I mean, what are you thinking? Come on.
It's bittersweet. I got to be honest. You know, it's sad, but it's the right time for me.
No, it's not. What are you saying, Alan? No, it's not, man. I just. I know you're getting set for this, and you're doing it, but it's just so weird. You coached for 41 years. 25 at the U. Man, it's just, you know, people used to seeing you out there, man, and that low-keyed and jumping in a guy's face, but kind of privately jumping in the umpire a little bit. And I've watched you go through getting rid of the caffeine stuff. I mean, come on, man. We've been through a lot.
We have been through a lot. It's about all the fun or pain, you know, I can handle. You know, at one point you made that decision too.
Yeah.
TV, kind of the same thing.
Hey, listen, man, it was hard. I ain't kidding. I couldn't wait to get out of there, especially, you know, they gave me that last check, as biggest check I'd ever seen in my life. But, boy, I'll tell you what, when it's finally done, you're right. Even though, like, I knew for me that was right, but you're right. It was just, damn, you know it. And so what are you going to do? Like, let's get in before we talk baseball. Like, I don't have any hobbies. Like, do you have anything you do? Like, do you enjoy fishing? Or you can't just hang out with your wife. You'll drive her nuts. You'll run her right out. You'll be looking for another wife. So what are you going to do?
She already told me. You know, I'm not sure. I really don't have any hobbies. I play
golf
a little bit, but I've had two elbow surgeries since I've been here. And so it's kind of tough to play. My hobby, the closest thing I have to hobby is buying houses. I was going to be an architect. I've owned 41 houses.
Is that right?
I love
buy and sell? You mean you buy them and fix them up and sell them? Or?
Yeah, 41 of them. Since
that's awesome. So, we might have to get a – how about a reality show,
I was
coach?
About to say, HGTV, coach.
Jim Morris, reality show. You got to be a little bit of a clown and a flake, and we'll get you a young hottie in there to do it with. I mean, yeah, man, that would be great.
Oh, I watch that show, too. It's
the fixer-upper shows and all that. Oh, Jim, I could see it. I could see you doing one of these shows.
I would have never thought in a million years, like, you're recruiting. One minute you're out at Columbus High School recruiting, and then you're running over to check on a house. That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, it's just a thing that, you know, it's funny. I was going to be an architect. And so if I happen to have a Sunday, which is not very often, but if I have a Sunday that we're not playing or something, then I'd rather go look at open houses and play golf. So it's something I've kind of done over the years and enjoy doing it. And so it's been a good thing, to be honest with you. Something I've enjoyed, made a few bucks on the side.
Yeah, the camaraderie, huh? That's the hard part. Used to being around those guys and competing every day and going through the highs and lows, man. It's like a bad addiction, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I'll miss game day more than anything because I enjoy the competing. The game day to me is no question the best day for me. That I enjoy that, the competition, being with the players and fighting to try to win the games and win the next game. And every game is the most important game. The next game is the most important game. And being with all those guys and the coaches and the people that I've been around for a long time. So I've been lucky. I've had some really good players, some really good coaches, and a lot of people have really helped, you know, in the background to make things happen.
Jim, first off, I think you made the right career decision. You said you could have been an architect. I think you made a good decision by becoming a college coach. You did a pretty good job with that. You've coached for a long time. Is there any specific players, whether it was your time at Georgia Tech or here at Miami, like your favorite guys to coach? I know you don't want to pinpoint maybe one guy or so, but maybe a few guys that like you just were like you're elated to see them now and can't believe what the careers they had after playing for you.
Well, you know, that's a tough question to answer because it is kind of pointing fingers. You can ask me what's my best team I ever had, 99 and 201, we won national championships.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Our players, you know, the All-Americans, the guys have done that. And the guy that played the game with the heart more than as much as anybody is Alex Cora, you know, and see what he's doing now.
Yeah.
But he's been a guy that, you know, that I really enjoyed being around. But there's so many good players, goodness gracious. I mean, Pat Burrow, I mean, just what he did here, and Ryan Braun, and Danny Grayson, first year being All-Americans, and it's just so many really, really good players and good coaches that I've had. So, because you don't have good assistants, then you're not going to win. If you don't have good players, you're not going to win. So it's a combination of both things. But I don't even know how I could name.
Yeah.
We named the 10 best players. I don't even know how I could do that. I've had so many good players. I'm very fortunate to. Just to be around a lot of good people.
Yeah, I always wondered just to do it a little differently. How about the most dominant season where you sat back and from start to finish, like even you're going, God, he's got a cool off. There's nobody can hit like, and he's gone through a whole year. What would be the most dominant season you saw out of any of your players?
Well, we can both name that easy.
Yeah.
That's an easy thing.
That's our guy,
that's
the
boy,
bait. Yeah.
That's your boy from the Bay Area, right? Was unbelievable from the day he walked in here. For the first time he hit on the field, I'm going, oh, my goodness, look what we got. And he hit 484, I think it was, his freshman year.
God.
And he hit 500 in practice. I've never seen anything like it since then or before then. And I've been around a lot of good players. But that season was particularly his freshman year. I know he won the Golden Spike his junior year. But his best year was his freshman year, really. I mean, and he hit over 400. I don't know his exact stats as a career, but unbelievable what he did.
Jim, as good as he was on the field, his stories with the women, good-looking son of a gun, legendary. When they nickname you the bait, I mean, and the other players go, he's like I was in that Phillies locker room, the clubhouse, and those guys are going like, oh, he's legendary. What he brings in 3-4 in the morning, it's legendary. He bring in nurses 3 at a time. It was I mean, it was incredible, Jim. I don't know how you answered that.
I'm not going there. I wasn't in that locker room.
Yeah.
So you're with him walking in, it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I was chasing him. I was 2 steps behind him. I can tell you that. Hey, Jim, a couple other things. You know what I've noticed, and you and I through the years have talked about the recruiting and connections you had in California, get some of those great players. You just mentioned some of them from California, everything else. The biggest change, and through the years, I thought you did as well as anybody, but I think it's really hard to do now. You were able to get guys, not necessarily were first and second round picks you knew were going to turn pro, so you recruited them, but you knew you weren't going to get them. You got those guys where the money dropped off and guys go, nah, it's not enough money. I'm going to go to college and play, and then I'll wait, and I'll get to be a better player. And now, Jim, the money these guys are getting, even in fifth and sixth round picks, they can't turn it down. They're all turning pro now. Is that the biggest difference you've seen in the recruiting?
Well, actually, I mean, the guys are getting more money, but there's more players going to college that were drafted than there ever has been. And I think the guys are seeing that. Of course, the first round guys are getting, you know, tons of money.
Stupid.
But
yeah.
But more guys are going to college. College baseball is the best it's ever been.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best it's ever been. And there's slot money. So you know how much you're going to, if you're drafted in the fifth round, you know how much you're going to get ahead of time, and you decide that you can make that decision. And for me, I mean, I know the odds of making it in the big leagues are slim, and so we work hard to get guys to come to school. Gino does a great job as my recruiting coordinator and an associate head coach. Of course, the head coach come to end of this season, he'll be the head coach here in Miami, but the recruiting has changed so much. And the fact is, you're recruiting kids at such an early age now, and guys are committing the 9th and 10th grade to different schools, and you're forced to recruit young kids that, to me, aren't really ready to make that decision, but they're being forced to make that decision.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. But that's everybody's the facilities are better. I mean, we go to Virginia Tech, who had never won really anything to speak of, and they just spend $20 million on their facilities. It's unbelievable.
How much,
Florida's getting ready to spend $50 million, not 15, but $50 million on theirs. And there's so many great facilities, and people are flying now instead of busing, and they're chartering planes, and they're doing all kind of stuff. I mean, it's amazing how much the game has improved in 25 years since I've been at Miami.
Two-time College World Series champion, four-time ACC Coach of the Year. You set a record by going, what, to the College World Series in each of your first 6 years in Miami, 11 of your first 15 seasons you went to Omaha. With all those accomplishments, is it bigger that you had a shake named after you at Mark Light, more than all that?
Yeah. I had to quit drinking.
I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. Coach, all those accolades I just gave you, you got a shake named after you. That's pretty big.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's a small one, though. I can't drink it so much, but the shakes are great. No quite legendary shakes here. And there are so many great things at Miami, great people. And, I'm going to plan on being around here and doing some stuff and be involved, and for sure being at the athletic events and doing stuff. So it's going to be fun. I've got a six-year-old son, as you guys know, and so I'm enjoying watching him. He's playing on a baseball team and playing golf and playing tennis, doing different things. But that's a different deal too, man. The world changes when that happens.
Oh, man, I'm going, boy, I tell you, I'm going at 60, going to a high school graduation myself with my second batch here. Jim, I know, I don't even want to try to add up your years, what you're looking at for that high school graduation, my man.
I just hope I'm there. I'm watching David Letterman, which I enjoy. I love watching him on TV. And he is 62. He has a kid. And I'm going, what is he thinking? Well, I know now.
Now you know.
That's it.
Now you know. Now you know the. Now you know the program. Hey, real quickly, on this team you have. I know got off not the kind of start. All of a sudden, you've won eight straight. You've got this home series, and then you got the ACC tournament. How well do you have to play to have a chance? What would you say the goals are right now to have a chance to get back to the playoffs again?
Well, I think we got to win the tournament personally.
Okay.
Our RPI is 59, I think it is. So we had a big game last night, could have moved our RPI up because Stetson's
really good. Yeah.
Good year. We played 4.5 innings, and the bottom fell out, and the light and everything. We ended up not playing the game past that. But I really think we got to win the tournament. I mean, no question, we need to win the games at home this weekend against Boston College. Take care of business going in there. If you can go in, an 11-game winning streak, that's important to play good and get to the finals. Then I don't know, maybe. But,
yeah.
But I thought we should have got in last year. I got to tell you, I really thought. I haven't said that on the air or in public, but I thought we should have got in last year. And if we can do that, but I just think – I know one thing. We need to seal the deal. That means you win the tournament. We've won the tournament before a few times. As a coach, I've won it five times, and it's something we got to do.
Jim, it's been great having you, man, and good luck. I'm glad you're staying in South Florida. Good luck with everything. You've always been unbelievable with me, so thank you so much. You've always welcomed me around your program. I've had some of the best times laughing and goofing with your guys, so thank you so much for everything, and good luck to you and your family.
Well, thanks, Joe. I've enjoyed being around you too, even though you busted me a few times in the dugout with the players, but I had a good time doing it.
Yeah, so. Listen, man, don't get me all choked up. I don't want to do that. It's not the end, man. That's I don't want to do that NBC thing again. But hey, listen, you know what? You got to find one more hobby though. You got to find something. I mean, the house is making money. I know you like your money and stuff. We all do. But you thought about a little fishing boat or something? Just I would have figured you'd have fish a little bit.
Nah. I look at the ocean every day when I wake up. I'm afraid to jump in the water. Shark. I mean, I'm from North Carolina, and I don't hunt, I don't fish, I don't chew tobacco, and I don't like race car driving. So I don't know what happened to me.
Jeez.
I don't know what happened to me.
Were you from Malibu or something? Man, that's crazy. Right. Jim, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jim.
It.
Right, thanks, guys.
Good luck
thanks
with everything.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Jim Morris.
Well, look at that. Legend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.